For almost two decades, Dwight Dewey Evans was one of the best defensive outfielders in Major League Baseball. With his calm demeanor, he would pull a home run from the brink in that bulging right field corner at Fenway Park and then come to the plate and deliver a clutch hit. He had over 2,400 of those hits with 385 homers and 1,384 RBIs. Oh yeah. He had eight gold gloves, too. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always check us out online for all the info you need to connect and give at WWIB.com. Dwight Evans is nominated for Baseball's Hall of Fame with a vote in just a few days, and he's back with me on the show from his home down in Florida. So you played for the Red Sox for all those years. In fact, only the legendary Carl Yastrzemski, the great Yaz, played more games in a Red Sox uniform than you did. The Sox have been around for 118 years, so that's pretty impressive, Dwight. Talk to me about the experience of playing for this franchise in Fenway Park, your home base there for all those years.
Well, I played with Yastrzemski for 13 years, and great example of getting the most out of your body. And he was not a big man of stature, but a tremendous athlete, and he led by example. And he wasn't a rah-rah guy. He was just, you know, he played through pain. And Jim Rice played, and I played together 16 years, and Jim's had both knees replaced. I've had one replaced. You know, we played through pain, and people say, well, I can't play. I've heard players, I can't play unless I'm 100%. If I know Yastrzemski and I know Rice, and if we only played when we were 100%, we never would have played. But Boston, you know, when I first came up, you know, I didn't understand that coming from born in Santa Monica and 8 months old, we moved to Hawaii. So lived there my first 9-10 years, and then we moved back to California. Never played baseball. Started playing baseball at 10 and signed at 17 with the Red Sox and went east. And then I come up at the age of 20. And for about 4 or 5 years, I just didn't understand the fans. And finally, a player that was with the team, and he came back, and he said, I made a great play at shortstop. We're in Anaheim. And he played for Anaheim. And he goes, made a great play. And 20,000 people go, wow. You know, just wow. You know? And in Boston, they're jumping up, screaming and yelling. And when something bad happens, they boo. And there's a lot of times I deserve to be booed. And they cheered me. So I thought, man, this is a messed up group of people. But what I found out is they're emotional. And once you understand that they're emotional, they're the greatest fans in the world to play in front of. And again, they appreciate people that bust their rear ends and hustle and give their best. You could be an average athlete and you give it your all. They cheer you and they're proud of you. And if you're a great athlete and you dog it, they boo you. So they're going to let you know.
Yeah, they are up to speed on the game of baseball for sure in Beantown. Well, you were an outstanding defensive player, Dwight. Saved a lot of games with your glove, a lot of runs with your glove. You feel like the Hall of Fame electors don't put enough emphasis on players' defensive skills?
I do. I do, and that's why I like the WAR, WAR stat, and like I told you earlier, combines hitting, base running, and fielding, and that's a complete player. And I think, you know, I was always known as a great defensive player, but I would always come back and go, I could hit too, you know. But I had more home runs than a lot of guys that were power hitters, but I was always labeled as a defensive player, and I'm proud of that. I've worked hard at it. I won 8 gold gloves, and I think I'm helping you out here, Greg.
Sorry.
Giving you all my stats. I usually don't talk about them that much, but um, I uh, I'm proud of what I did. I am. I'm proud of what I did. But and again, I am a man of faith, and that's where my life is, and I can't take that with me. I can't take the Hall of Fame with me. I can't. It's a nice. It would be nice. It would be something that would tell me that what I did on this earth was I worked hard and it was recognized. And so in that way, I think it'd be an honor. There's no question about it.
Yeah, well, you deserve to be proud of what you accomplished on the baseball field. But like you said, your perspective has changed since you've come to know Jesus as your personal Savior. An eternal perspective. And let's dip into that story next time with you, Dwight, and find out what happened, what led you to a point in your life where you said yes to Christ as your Savior and your Lord. Dwight Evans, 68 years of age, looking to become a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's already in the Red Sox Hall of Fame. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again next time on Sports and Commentary. Dwight, God bless you.
You too, Greg. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, looking forward to it.